Hello, I'm Kenneth C. Davis, author of Don't Know Much About History. Thanksgiving falls on Thursday, November 26th this year, but this Thanksgiving is different. With COVID-19 cases spiking, Americans have been told to stay home by the Centers for Disease Control. Macy's has scaled back its famous parade. Home for the holidays has a new meaning. During the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, the situation was also dire. World War I had ended, but the flu kept going. Churches were closed, many public celebrations canceled. They knew viruses love crowds. But Thanksgiving holds other history, and this year is special. It's the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the Pilgrims. The Mayflower reached Cape Cod in November 1620. In those waters, on November 11th, 1620, before disembarking, the men signed the Mayflower Compact. This document was a huge step in the direction of democracy in America. It pledged the passengers, 79 men and 23 women who did not sign, to self-rule at a time when many Europeans lived under the reign of kings and churches. They also took a remarkable step by deciding that majority rule and community agreement would become their standard. Today, democracy is under assault in the United States. It's a good time to talk some history of the human story, of real people doing real things. The Mayflower passengers were real people. That they survived a year was extraordinary. More than half of the passengers and half the crew did not make it through the first year. These are stubborn facts. So let's start with the Mayflower voyage, but not romanticize it. Conditions on board were bleak. Seasick passengers, lice, below deck was cramped with more than 100 people with their possessions, including chickens and dogs. One fellow brought hundreds of pairs of shoes, sure they would be needed when they got where they were going. There was life and death. A baby born during the voyage was named Oceanus. Imagine giving birth on a ship. One passenger died. Carrying muskets and swords, some of the men explored Cape Cod and fought with the first natives they encountered. Then they took some corn they found, pledging to pay for it later. They moved on to settle a place where they found the skeletal remains of native villagers who had been wiped out by a plague. From the beginning, American history was shaped by epidemics. The English brought guns and germs. A few months later, a native man they would call Squanto walked into camp and spoke English. He had been enslaved years earlier by an English sea captain. Taken to Spain, he later made his way to London. Squanto made his way back to Patuxet, his home village, to find his family and the village wiped out by the plague. It was now the site of Plymouth. As for that first Thanksgiving feast, October, not November 1621, more like surf and turf, eel, mussels, cod, and clams. It was a harvest festival by the sea. Turkey, yes, but it was wild. More than 90 Wampanoag warriors, led by their chief Massasoit, arrived uninvited. They killed 5 deer, so there was venison. The celebration lasted 3 days. There would be little to celebrate in the future. Thanksgiving is often depicted as a happy meal, but in a generation, a brutal war between the English settlers and natives now led by the son of Massasoit, known as King Philip, broke out. The conflict would be ugly, long, and deadly. That's why some people call it Thanks-taking. The Thanksgiving holiday, as we have come to know it, was proclaimed in 1863 by President Lincoln during the Civil War. I wrote about it for the New York Times. Did you know Union soldiers got Thanksgiving dinner on the battlefield? Turkey, sides, and pie were all delivered to them by steamship by the Union League, a political group that supported Lincoln and the war effort. Did you know there were 2 Thanksgiving holidays in 1939, one Republican and one Democratic, derided as Franksgiving? A slap at Franklin D. Roosevelt. Yes, politicians can argue about anything, and have. Some things never change. Happy Thanksgiving.